on today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. It's the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to easily update the look of your old cabinets or that old set of drawers, get in touch with internobs.com. They offer a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order if you use the code FTL at the checkout. That's internobs.com, internobs.com. Or see their banner on our website at freetalklive.com. Again, internobs.com. We go to your phone calls. That's what the show is about. And then coming up, Mark, you've got, if we have time, you've got a story about teachers and students and sex. We'll get to that.
Nothing unusual.
But first, we talk to Mark in Ohio. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm calling about the lady who has the kids taken away from her.
Yes, Nettie from earlier tonight.
Okay, yes. This is just a long shot, but maybe I don't know if this would be the right thing to do or not, but I've also taught my girls to do whatever it takes to get away from a situation, no matter what it is. But if the boy, he's 10 years old, and I think the girl was younger, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here's something that that they can do, because if they were really black and blue, like she says, who's to tell that one last hit could kill one of those kids? So here's my suggestion. If it gets really that bad again, since no adults are listening to each other, have the kids do something drastic, like pack up a backpack for food for at least 2-day trip and just take off somewhere, have the kids know where they could go to where it's safe. Just pack up and go. They have to go together. You can't leave one behind.
Couldn't they talk to teachers at school? I mean, doesn't that seem
like
that?
Yeah, that would be, but if no adults are listening,
yeah.
And then if the children do something themselves that are drastic, someone will listen to them.
So you're saying that'll send the message, if the kids run away from dad, that'll send a clear message that there's something really seriously wrong going on there, and maybe, just maybe, Nettie would have a chance of getting him back?
The lady would get him back, yes.
Right.
That's a thought. I don't know if it's the right thing. But
would the kids be going to meet her when they were running away, or would they be going somewhere else?
No, they. I would think they would have to go to someone else, because it wouldn't look good if they ran to the mother from the law standpoint. They would need to go to a safe house to where they can run to a friend's house or aunt and uncle's house or something. I don't know. Just somebody that they feel that they can trust. You know, even if it's in another town or whatever, I know it's far-fetched maybe, but they just need to run for safety, because black and blue being like that, then I was sexually abused when I was little, so I know what these kids are going through. So, and if it takes doing something to get him and his sister out of there, they got to do something.
Do what it takes. You know, it's an interesting suggestion. I'm glad you called tonight, and I thank you, Mark, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. And hopefully Nettie is still listening, and she's been able to pick up on that idea. Of course, that requires you to be able to actually get in touch with your kids, and I didn't clarify whether or not she was even able to visit with them. Okay, how would she be able to portray that message to them?
I got the impression that she had contact. But if
your contact is supervised, if you're being watched the entire time you talk to your kids, then how are you going to set that up? I mean, still, it's a good idea. I don't want to suggest that's not a good idea. I mean, at that point, anything goes. I mean, if you're so desperate, your kids have been stolen from you, you're willing to try anything. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We talked to David in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Well, I was curious if you looked into the comprehensive annual financial report for Keene a little further. Have you dug anything interesting up?
Well, it's posted over at freekeene.com on the forum there. There's a link to it on the front page of freekeene.com, and we've asked for people to dig around through it. I've glanced at it. I haven't really taken a look since we talked about that. I was hoping some other people that maybe had a little bit more financial acumen than me might stop in there and take a look at this. You're talking about the comprehensive annual financial report, which, as I understand it, and again, I'm no accountant, but it's my understanding it's essentially a balance sheet or a financing statement.
Yes,
issued,
exactly.
Issued by the government in various different government bureaucracies have these things. So it's not just a one thing for one government. It's if you've got a school board, the school board probably has one of these. The local city government probably has one. And maybe even some sub-bureaucracies, some of the judicial branches might have them. You never know where you're going to find these. But definitely the cities and the towns and the state governments, they absolutely have these. And essentially what they list, from what I can tell, is they list various different assets that the government has, not just buildings and cars and stuff like that, but investments. And so the interesting point about this, for those that are just coming across this idea for the first time, is that the government will make it sound like they're in dire financial straits. Oh, our budget, there's a deficit, and we're going to need to cut spending. Either that or we're going to have to raise taxes. Please, we're just going to have to get more tax money from you people because of the budget. Well, yep. What they're pointing out is that what these people that have brought up this comprehensive financial report point out is the budget's only a fraction of the comprehensive annual financial report, and that there's all kinds of money just sitting around in investments, and that these government bureaucrats are essentially just playing around with and investing your tax dollars, and they're taking returns and putting it in pension funds and stuff like that. And a lot of this information is in the comprehensive annual financial report. It's not a secret report. It's just that it's never really talked about very much. So
no.
You can go and get it for your local government people.
In fact, I must say, upon delving mine through the one for my city, I called you a couple days ago about it.
Mm-hmm.
I called all the local news organizations, newspapers, the Rotary Club, Garden of the Year Club, and the newspapers and television admitting to knowing about it and being aware about it. But they just didn't give me any info on whether they'd ever talk about it or not. And I've been reading the paper and checking the news, and I haven't seen anything on it.
And then
the Rotary Club and the other different clubs around here just completely ignore it.
Some people have alleged, and I have not seen the paper trail myself, so I can't say if it's true or not, but it would make sense. Have alleged that at state government levels, federal government, maybe even some city governments, they've got investments in major media companies. So
sure.
A lot of this money that they're investing into corporations that they have a vested interest in having some level of control over. Some have suggested that governments in America own over 50% controlling interests in some of these
sense.
Media companies. It sounds paranoid, and but it does kind of make sense, doesn't it?
Well, how else can they sell you the police state? How else can they sell you the city school district? How else can they sell you all their building projects unless they have a subservient local news?
Yeah, I would like to see a little bit more of a paper trail on that, because at this point, for me, it's just an interesting accusation, one that it's strategic, certainly, in their case. And isn't that interesting? They're taking your tax dollars and they're investing it in companies like Fox and these other broadcasters,
sure.
So they own a piece.
Well, you can say that NBC is owned by General Electric, right?
I've heard that, yes.
Okay, so General Electric has an invested interest in in the whole system. So, of course, General Electric is going to perpetuate the system's growth, you know? And then when you look at it, Disney owns ABC, and then you got Westinghouse and all that. I mean, it just becomes obvious. It's corporate fascism. What else could it be?
Yeah, well, thank goodness we have the Internet, and we can put up our own media nowadays. We've got YouTube, and, of course,
Beautiful.
Radio. Radio is still relatively uncontrolled. Obviously, Free Talk Live managing to get on over 40 stations. Crack the 40 mark tonight with the addition of WCHV in Charlottesville. Thank you, sir, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, David. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Got another affiliate agreement earlier this week as well. So things are going well for Free Talk Live. So the conspiracy of the whole idea that government owns the media lock, stock, and barrel, obviously not true. But is it possible that they have investments in these big media companies? Totally possible. The city government here in this town, I think, has like $30 million in investments alone. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got live streams. Broadband version, dial-up version, how about a webcam version? It's all free over at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, listen.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of SACL CAI, they are the main sponsor of the show. If you have a business or you know somebody who does, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. They'll take care of all your accounts receivable needs. You can get a hold of them at By going to freetalklive.com and checking out their banner. It's right at the top of the page. It's SACL CAI, and we recommend them. They're nice folks.
800-259-9231. All right. So, Mark, you've got something about teachers, students, marriage?
Yeah, it's apparently it's not limited just to the United States where teachers are humping students.
But this isn't just sex.
No.
This has gone further.
Yeah, there was a little fanfare surrounding Ian Carter and Stephanie Green's engagement 4 weeks ago. Not even a formal proposal, just a hastily bought an expensive ring and certainly nothing.
So wait, hold on. Where was this? You said it's not in America?
England.
Oh, England. I'm sorry, I missed that point.
Someplace over there.
Okay.
And certainly not in the way of congratulations from the blushing bride-to-be's family. But then, who can blame them? Quite aside from the 23-year age gap, he's 39, she's only 16. Ian was this week found guilty of sexually touching a girl under the age of consent.
I thought it was 16 over there. That must not be, huh?
This was at 15. And
oh, I see.
Who was that girl? None other than Stephanie. It was Stephanie's father, Neil, who told the magistrates he'd found her in bed with a naked Ian when she was just 15.
Wait a minute. He went to her house to have sex with her?
I'm a little confused by that, too, yeah.
If you're 39 years old, shouldn't you have your own place by that point? Yeah. Don't tell me he's still living with Mom.
The economy's tough, man. In the court case that ensued, the magistrates just heard about a string of unsavory, sexually explicit text messages sent by Ian from his mobile phone to Stephanie. I would assume that she's sending some back, but maybe not. This week, Ian, who has a child from a previous relationship, walked free from court despite his conviction. He was sentenced to a 2-year community order and ordered to register as a sex offender for 5 years. Hardly the basis of a romance, you might think, although Ian, formerly a lecturer at the local college, vehemently denies that any of these incidents took place. Only in the run-up to the court case, he insists, did the pair become a couple, and he maintains they still have not consummated their relationship. So he's keeping it, didn't happen.
He's saying he wasn't caught by the father having sex with her? That's what he's saying?
Well, the simple fact that you're in bed with somebody doesn't mean that you're having sex with
her. This is true.
It's unfortunately happened to me. The fallout from their engagement, predictably, has been catastrophic. Stephanie is estranged from her parents and three older sisters and has dropped out of her A-levels. I don't know what that is. Ian, meanwhile, has lost his job and is claiming incapacity benefit from depression. Oh, my God. None of this, however, seems to have dampened this most unlikely couple's ardor, and they insist that they are completely in love and now living together in Ian's two-bedroom flat in Tanger, Kent. They intend to wed when Stephanie turns 18.
Huh.
So here you have it yet again. A family who doesn't want a young person who's having sex with an older person. In this case, apparently one of her teachers, and wants to sort of stand in the way of it all. But I don't think they can do anything at this point. At 16 is age of consent. So at this point, I don't believe they can do anything.
Well, she's not old enough to consent to be married, but I guess you're saying that even though he's registered as a sex offender, he'll still be able to come around her because she's now 16?
That might throw a monkey wrench in the whole thing. I don't know.
I would like to know how you feel about this, because this certainly is not the first story. Was it Letourneau? Mary Kay Letourneau was kind of one of the big stories here in America, and I believe she married her
it's the strangest, oddest little story. But
and she was in jail for like half a decade or longer than that. She got out, and they got married. So that must be – there's something there, right? I mean,
right.
He didn't move on. You know, he had half a decade or whatever to mature in various different ways and meet other ladies and do other things, and he waited for her. Did they even have sex while she was in prison? Didn't they somehow?
Yeah, that's my understanding that she got pregnant in prison or something.
You knocked her up again?
Good Lord. It's a crazy story. I'm not saying it's savory. I certainly wouldn't go that far, but, I don't know. I
mean, it's none of my business. I don't really. I could see that if you were at a private school and one of the teachers was moving in on one of the students and that was against the rules, then it would make sense to fire the person. But if they kept wanting to be together after that, all you really should have in your repertoire at that point is ostracism, social ostracism. If indeed you believe that there's something wrong there, I mean, as you say, it may be a little bizarre, maybe a little strange, but clearly for the two individuals, it's what they want for themselves. And shouldn't they be allowed to make those decisions? Or do you believe that a 16-year-old girl is incapable of making choices? Now, no doubt, she doesn't have as much experience as a woman who might be in her early 30s or 40s or something like that. There's no doubt about that.
But all that said, I don't think that means that these people can, people at that age cannot choose for themselves. Will they make mistakes? Hell yes, they'll make mistakes. Can we prevent kids from making all bunch of mistakes in their lives? No. Whether it's smoking cigarettes or sex.
I mean, to think that girls at the age of 16, 15, 14 can't make sexual decisions is ludicrous. I mean, it is all you have to do is... I'd walk into an ice cream store, sit down at a table full of 15-year-old girls, make sexual advances at them, and I can tell you, I'm going to get nowhere. Nowhere.
It's going to be a ludicrous.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be. These girls can make their decisions.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Weren't you making those decisions when you were 15? Sure.
I would have liked to have made those decisions.
You mean females?
Yes, the
many females are.
1-800-259-9231. If you want to comment on this particular story, do teenagers have the ability to make these decisions? Because it's not just about sex, Mark. It's also about marriage.
Comments on the guy in this Ian, the guy 39 in this situation. He's on the government dole for getting being depressed after losing his job as a professor.
Yeah.
I mean, can't you just see that bureaucrat saying, "Okay, let me get this straight. You're boffing a 16-year-old girl, and you're here because you're depressed. Get out of my office."
Oh, my goodness. All right. So can a woman, if a young woman can make sexual decisions at age 16, what about the decision to be able to get married? Is that more serious? I mean, because, yeah, sex is a pretty big choice. It can result in sexually transmitted diseases. It can result in a baby.
Yeah.
Marriage. Should a young lady be able to choose to get married? Does a teenage girl have the ability to make that choice for herself? I say yes. And in fact, wouldn't a divorce actually favor you? Doesn't it usually favor the female? So, I mean, if she got married to this guy and it ended up not working, you can always get the divorce. And
he's on government assistance.
Yeah, what's he going to get out of it?
What are you going to get?
That's a
split
point.
The CDs?
Well, either way, it would certainly be a life learning experience for her. I think she's in the right here. I think she's okay.
To think that divorce in this particular instance would be terrible at the end of it all, I don't. You know, a lot of people get together when they're young and decide this isn't the right thing for us. Hopefully there's no kids involved. They split up and things are fine.
So there you go. Yet another story of teacher and student. Certainly it's inappropriate as far as a professional relationship is concerned. And I think that the school is absolutely right to dump him. I think that's absolutely right. But as far as charges, criminal charges, possible jail time, stuff like that, no. I don't think that's necessary at all. I think that these people should be left alone. And if you want to do something, you can tell them how you feel about it. You can tell them you won't hang out with them anymore. You can ostracize them. But throwing somebody in a jail cell because they're fraternizing with somebody half their age, I think those teens are able to consent. What are your thoughts? It's Free Talk Live.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com. Or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived. by the bullies of the trade.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call us at 800-610-2770.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. And it's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. Those include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. That's wiki. freetalklive.com. And did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? So how many of them aren't admitting to it? Should your business or shouldn't your business email be secure? Go to privacyharbor.com and learn about the email alternative that's private and confidential and guaranteed. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. We turn to Larkin Rose to stir things up a little bit here tonight. Shockingly, nobody wanted to talk about age of consent and teens having sex with teachers. Normally that'll roust up a few calls, but I bet Larkin will be able to pull this off here. He wants to talk about supporting the troops. Now, you want to talk about a cliche. Support our troops. You see it all over the place. You see it on the backs of conservative cars. You see it on the backs of liberals' cars.
What's support exactly?
Troops?
Support means, what, give money to? We do.
Well,
I mean, I'm forced to.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to say I like it. I'm happy about giving money to the troops. They're great.
Well, support our troops. So it's a cliche. Everybody sort of parrots it out there as though that, well, you can be for the war or against the, you can be against the war, but you can't be against the troops. Well, you know, we're going to come back to this here because we do have a lady on the line, and, of course, ladies do come first. We go to Evan, listening in Washington to KUSA. Hello, Evan.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have three daughters, and I also was a teenage girl once, and
yes.
I think 16 is way too young.
Too
they want to be to have sex with an older man or to be involved, even if they're not having sex with an older man, older than anywhere in the 20s. They like the thrill that they're, oh, I'm so grown up. Because part of being a teenager is you want to be grown up. You want
right.
to not need your parents anymore. You're so striking to have your independence. But they are not ready. I remember that. Stars in my
well, wait
eyes.
A wait, are 18-year-olds ready to have relationships with 40-year-old men?
18 or 16?
18. I'm asking you, are 18-year-olds?
Yes. I say I don't think they should because I still think, but I think 18 is yes. Is
so
okay?
I don't think they should either. I agree with you. The difference is I think that you might be willing to throw someone in jail over having the relationship at 16, whereas I'm not.
Yes, I think so, especially if they are in a position of authority, a teacher, a policeman, whatever.
Well, I think that's
but even if they're not, you know what? Those guys should know better. It's the law. You should know better. You should not be screwing a teenage girl.
Well, okay. Now, what about, you said that for older men it's inappropriate. What about a 16-year-old girl and a 19-year-old male?
It's getting grayer there.
There's people in prison all over America for that.
Yeah, I kind of think that's wrong because that's kids making bad decisions. Myself, I think teenagers should not have sex at all.
I can see the problems with it, yeah, totally.
I talk to my kids about sex every day. At first, it was very, very hard, but if you have kids, talk about sex. All kinds of things about sex because it gets easier and easier, and if your kid can talk to you about sex, then they will talk to their boyfriend about sex and maybe about why they shouldn't have sex. Whereas the generation before, it was easier to have sex than to talk about sex.
I agree with you that parents should talk to their kids about sex, that you should be on you should have a relationship with your kids where this is something that can be discussed, where they won't be afraid to bring it up. But I can't say I agree with the part about throwing people in prison cells because they might have made choices that you think are inappropriate. Now, what do you think the punishment?
The girls, you know, you're attributing these sort of nefarious ideas to the girls that they want to feel grown up and all that other stuff. So shouldn't the girls go to prison too for having sex with older guys? I mean, they know what they're doing. Would you say that they know what they're doing?
No, they're children.
16-year-old. Hold on,
I don't think so.
I had a job for 4 years at 16. People let me, drive a car. I did all kinds of things at 16. You're saying I'm a child? I was a child?
Yes.
You're crazy.
I think there's a big difference.
16 years old it was adulthood in most societies at one point, and ours certainly in the past.
I think life is too complicated.
Too complicated?
We're not talking about life. We're talking about sex. As a matter of fact, at 16, I can do I can do everything else in life at 16 except have sex.
And you can't smoke cigarettes.
I can legally drink.
You shouldn't drink and drive.
But I did. Well, I shouldn't drink and drive anyway, ever. However, I could do it at 16 and probably did do it at 16.
But it's not legal.
I understand. It's not legal now at 39.
That doesn't bother me. I mean,
it's not legal to drink at 16 because kids lack judgment.
It's legal to drink in Ireland at 16. It's legal to drink in Italy at 16. Just because we have a bunch of Puritans in this country that think that alcohol's bad, that we can't, I think that parents should be teaching kids about alcohol.
Yeah, I think that if you if you have a relationship with your kids where you can talk to them about these things, whether it's sex or alcohol or drugs or whatever, and you can have a discussion with them, then they can make those choices. They can make educated decisions about those choices. However, if you're the kind of parent, and I'm not saying you are, but if you, the listener, are the kind of parent that is leaving your kids out in the cold and not even discussing these things, if the extent of your discussion about sex or drinking is don't do it, then what you're going to end up having is kids that go out there and experiment on their own without talking to you first. They're going to go out there and they're going to learn everything the hard way. That's how I learned about alcohol, was the hard way, because my parents would, I never would have even considered going to ask them about alcohol. And certainly sex, I would have kept away from talking to them about that too, simply because I didn't have that kind of relationship with my parents. So I think that at an age of 16, young people can be informed, and that things aren't that complicated. In fact, I think kids probably get complicated things better, some things like computers and things like that, better than a lot of adults do.
Yes, they can. And I totally agree with you should have an open relationship with your children and be able to talk to them about these subjects that are kind of embarrassing or difficult or uncomfortable. But I still think 16-year-old girls shouldn't be having sex.
And especially
the older guy. He has to face some kind of punishment. If not, you're going to have so many older men wanting those younger girls. And if there's no consequences...
A lot of older men want younger girls, I will tell you that. Whether or not they act on their...
And whether or not they're successful. Try to imagine.
Because there's a law against it.
It's practicality. It's practicality. The fact is, I can't pick up a 16-year-old girl. There would be no way for me to pull this little trick off.
You know what? It's
because I'm not a teacher. The problem is sending your kids to these schools with teachers. I mean, you can fire a teacher. There's punishment enough.
And they should be fired.
If a
teacher is screwing my daughter, I want his ass in jail.
I agree.
Well, why not? Why the jail? Why is it the jail? Why do you have to bring in violence into the picture? Why not just fire the person and ostracize them and leave it at that? Why do you need to throw someone in a cage?
Because there has to be a bigger deterrent. If it's not 16, what if the girl's 12?
There's girls out there having sex at 16, 14.
Okay,
I don't know.
10.
I'm with you. There needs to be a line. Absolutely. There needs to be a line. However, I'm not willing to say that line is 16. I don't think that it matters that a girl's making a decision. From her point of view, she might make a decision to have a sex with a 16-year-old boy or have a decision to have sex with a 27-year-old man. What difference does it make how old he is? She made that decision.
It does.
To whom?
Okay, so she's 11. Is she old enough?
I disagree. No,
I don't
think
she's
old enough.
Has she been through puberty yet?
Okay, so if 11's not okay, then why is 16 okay?
Why is
37 okay, lady?
I am not going to draw... There are two people on the show, and unlike my co-host Mark, I will not draw a line at a certain age because I understand that age is just a number and that mentality is very important.
I had a relationship with a 30-year-old guy when I was 16, and I thought I knew it all. I thought I was so grown up. I thought I was too mature for high school. I went to college instead because I just thought I just was so grown up. And I look back and said, God, what a young girl I was.
And are you okay today? Are you all right?
Well, I'm still moving.
You sound okay. Do you think that guy would be better off if he'd spent 5 years in prison and then had to register with the state for the rest of his life because he got into bed with you?
Yeah.
Think about that, and thanks for the call. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board with the program that stands for advertise, market, and promote. And the idea is to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, as well as get new internet listeners on board with the program and spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So you can help us with that and get access to perks like the Amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Get over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for as little as $3 a month. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about, and I'm glad we finally did get a call on this, or actually we've got a few now, call on this issue of teenage relations, sexual relations with, in this case, it happened to be older men, but sometimes it's the reverse. Sometimes it's an older woman with teenagers. Of course, we always hear about it when it comes to teachers and students for whatever reason, but it's going on in other ways. And the last caller we just had on the line, Evan in Washington, actually admitted at the end of her phone call that when she was 16, she had a relationship with a man in his early 30s. Now, as a man who is approaching his 30s, I'm 28 at this point. Mark, you're getting through your 30s at this point as well. I can't imagine what it would be like to have a relationship with a teenage girl. I can't even imagine where and what we would talk about. And I mean,
I can't either. When I was 33, dated this girl that was 19, and she was great and everything.
Pretty.
She was very pretty.
Yeah.
But, you know, there were times when I was sitting there, and this girl was exceptionally smart and you know, very mature. However, you're just coming from different generations. My wife is, you know, absolutely my age now, and it just works out a lot better.
I agree with you. In fact, Julia, my girlfriend, 4 years younger than me, when we have conversations, we're close enough, I think, in age to be able to get along pretty well. But even sometimes there's just still some things that we grew up with that were just different, and we just didn't have we weren't in quite exactly the same generational range. I mean, we're close, but not quite. So I can only imagine that separation becomes even wider. That gap becomes even wider as that age range widens. So for me, it's not anything I'm interested in. But for other people, they've got different viewpoints. They
feel
differently.
But you never know if you're going to meet that special person, and what difference does it make what their age is at that point.
Right, yeah. I would never come down on somebody for making a decision like that. Maybe it is the wrong decision. And maybe, you know, as Evan was looking back on her life, she says she made a mistake when she was 16. Well, mistakes are a good thing, right? I mean, as long as you don't end up getting herpes out of the deal, and again, if you've had conversations with your kids about sex, and they understand STDs, and they understand what safe sex
tax is all about, then it doesn't really matter who it is they're doing the old in and out with. As long as they're being safe, that's the most important part, I would think. As far as if I were a parent, if I understood that my kids were going to go out and experiment with sex, I'd want to make sure that they were safe with the sex they were having, not be too concerned about who it was that they were, or the age of the person that they were having sex with.
Well, it would be it would definitely be a concern of mine. You know, I don't think that's really good for kids. I don't think that's great. But when you look at it, I'm not willing to throw someone in jail over
it. She thought it was good for her.
Because the fact is, that 16-year-old girl is, or 15-year-old boy or whatever, is making that decision themselves.
And they should be able to experience whatever those consequences end up being. And if it ends up being that they learn that older guys are creepy or that that this is just not right for them, then that's a good learning experience.
Older guys aren't creepy. It's the older guys you're dating that are creepy.
You move on beyond that. You grow and you learn from that experience. The whole idea that parents should be shielding their kids from all kinds of things left and right is just shield your kids, protect them. Don't let them experience what the world is really like. I think that's damaging. Let's go to your call, see what you think. Talk to Chris, listening to WSCFN, South Carolina. Hello, Chris.
Hey, so I hadn't listened to y'all's show before, but I love the radio station down here in Charleston. And I just turned it on, listening to that lady that y'all were just talking to, and I got kind of fired up because I got to tell you, y'all were really just getting on that lady about these crazy, super conservative views that she had because she agrees with the whole 16-year-old versus a 40-year-old sort of thing. But, I mean, y'all were just really kind of making yourself sound stupid because you were getting on this lady so heavily. But, I mean, it's not just her, man. It's the freaking law is on her side as well. So,
well, sure. Well, laws are bad. A lot of laws are bad.
But you understand that the laws are in place because people support them.
Well, right. I mean, what does that mean, though?
That means people that support them, they're not questioning their paradigm, and people need to question their paradigms, so I'm asking her about her paradigm.
Well, okay, fair enough.
I'm a philosopher by trade here, you know?
Nice. Well, listen, you come in also, and I'm not trying to bash y'all or anything, but it just got me fired up.
Bash away. I do it for a living.
Nah, y'all were getting on her about all this. And then she goes to the thing about how, you know, she had this relationship when she was 16 and with a 30-year-old. And, like, you know, from my point of view, I was just sitting there and I was like, okay, this lady obviously didn't want to say this the whole time. And then at the end, she brings it up. And y'all are just like, well, are you okay? I mean, you sound fine to us. I mean, don't y'all think that's a little pretentious to I mean, obviously, she brought it up for a reason. Like, maybe she was really hurt, you know? Like, a minute ago when I was waiting to get online, y'all said...
Or maybe she wants to change a mistake she made in her life by making sure that no one else can make that mistake. Have you made mistakes in your life?
Is that, like, unnoble or something? Well, I mean...
Yeah,
a minute ago,
it is.
Y'all said that,
it is.
You know,
look,
this,
I fell
this
off my bike.
Fine.
Look, man, look, I fell off my bike and hurt myself when I was a kid. Do you think that I should outlaw you riding a bike?
What, say again?
I fell off my bike when I was a kid and hurt myself. Do you think I should outlaw you riding a bike?
Oh, I mean, come on, man. You can.
Come on, man. That's what's going on here.
You can put that in place for any law that we have. I mean, okay, well, is alcohol bad? Drinking and driving can happen. Should we outlaw it? Whatever. I mean,
right. Drinking and driving is bad. We should outlaw drinking and driving. However, drinking alcohol is not bad, and we shouldn't outlaw drinking alcohol for anyone of any age.
At a certain age. Y'all said the age. You know, y'all were fighting over 16, whatever. She made a bunch of stupid points by going down to, like, 10 and 11, whatever. But basically, I mean, the point is that the line has been drawn. And, I mean, it was drawn at 18, and y'all are, like, near...
Did you have sex before you were 18?
Years.
You have sex before you were 18?
No, I did not, actually.
Really? Any of your friends?
Yeah, plenty of them.
Think they'd be better off if they went to prison for it?
Hey, I'll tell you what. I know one of my I just got married in May. One of my wife's best friends had a relationship in college. She was 18 years old, and this guy was 38 years old. It's the exact situation you're talking about. It was he was a high school coach. She, you know, had this attraction to him in high school. So I guess she was about 16 at the time all that started. He was about 36.
She was attracted to him.
Surely she was attracted to him, but she was also 16 years old, and this guy was a grown 36-year-old. Anyway, this is just a just a case example of you know, the way that it ends up bad. You know, this girl is emotionally hurt, and what happened, and she regrets a lot.
A lot of people are emotionally hurt when they break up with their significant other, whether they're 20 or 30
throw people
or 50.
In jail because somebody got their heart broken?
Yeah, people get hurt and they move on.
You know, y'all said there's a lot of people that are 16, that are 19 years old for having sex with 16-year-olds. You shouldn't go to jail for that. You're absolutely right. Okay? When you have high school teachers, like, there's a responsibility. The reason this law is in place, I mean, I can't believe you don't even, like, acknowledge this a little bit. The reason this law is in place is because there's a responsibility here for people in, you know, leadership positions, whatever, teacher, policeman, whatever.
The law is not about people in leadership positions, sir. The law is about people over a certain age having sex with people under a certain age, period. There's no other stipulations
to it.
If I can
finish my sentence, that'd be awesome.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So the law is in place, and it's been made for these reasons, for protection. You know, it's not, it hasn't been made to, like, spite these 16-year-old girls and tell them they're stupid because, you know, y'all made some point about how centuries ago 16 years old was an adult. Okay, that's great. Like, that's not the way it is anymore, okay?
I mean, it was probably that way for your grandmother, just so you know.
Right, okay. Well, anyway, you know, when y'all...
Well, why
y'all
isn't it that way anymore? Are you suggesting kids are stupid today?
I mean, I don't think that anyone's ever thought kids aren't stupid, like 100 years ago.
Well, I think kids aren't stupid. I think kids are incredibly, but they have a lot of potential. They can be very, very intelligent, and I think it all depends on how they're educated. And I think that what we have today is a society and a government that is designed to dumb kids down and essentially keep them as ignorant as they possibly can of what the real world is like. And I think that we've got a bunch of parents that are keeping kids in the dark about adult topics like sex and drinking and things like that. And we've got parents that want to protect kids as long as they possibly can, to where you get to the point where this woman, and I thank you for the call, the woman that we were talking to earlier called the 16-year-old girl a child. 16-year-old girls are not children. They're teenagers and they're young adults. But if we keep coddling children, if we keep coddling young people as though they're little babies all the way up until they get out of college, then they're never going to have the opportunity to grow up on their own. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've got a bunch of immature kids running around today. They're not allowed to work. They're not allowed to experience life. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. E-Chapter 1 has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.